Manuscript Releases, Volume 20, Mr. Number 1453. Be steadfast unto the end, audio. Revelation 1 verses 1 and 2, quoted. The whole Bible is a revelation, for all revelation to men comes through Christ, and all centers in Him. God has spoken unto us by His Son, whose we are by creation and by redemption. Christ came to John exiled on the Isle of Patmos to give him the truth for these last days, to show him that which must shortly come to pass. Jesus Christ is the great trustee of divine revelation. It is through him that we have a knowledge of what we are to look for in the closing scenes of this earth's history. God gave this revelation to Christ, and Christ communicated the same to John. John, the beloved disciple, was the one chosen to receive this revelation. He was the last survivor of the first chosen disciples. Under the New Testament dispensation, he was honored as the prophet Daniel was honored under the Old Testament dispensation. The instruction to be communicated to John was so important that Christ came from heaven to give it to his servant, telling him to send it to the churches. This instruction is to be the object of our careful and prayerful study, for we are living in a time when men who are not under the teaching of the Holy Spirit will bring in false theories. These men have been standing in high places, and they have ambitious projects to carry out. They seek to exalt themselves, and to revolutionize the whole showing of things. God has given us special instruction to guard us against such ones. He bade John write in a book that which should take place in the closing scenes of this earth's history. After the passing of the time, God entrusted to his faithful followers the precious principles of present truth. These principles were not given to those who had had no part in the giving of the first and second angels' messages. They were given to the workers who had had a part in the cause from the beginning. Those who pass through these experiences are to be as firm as a rock to the principles that have made us Seventh-day Adventists. They are to be workers together with God, binding up the testimony and sealing the law among His disciples. Those who took part in the establishment of our work upon a foundation of Bible truth, those who know the waymarks that have pointed out the right path, are to be regarded as workers of the highest value. They can speak from personal experience regarding the truths entrusted to them. These men are not to permit their faith to be changed to infidelity. They are not to permit the banner of the third angel to be taken from their hands. They are to hold the beginning of their confidence firm unto the end. The Lord has declared that the history of the past shall be rehearsed as we enter upon the closing work. Every truth that He has given for these last days is to be proclaimed to the world. Every pillar that He has established is to be strengthened. We cannot now step off the foundation that God has established. We cannot now enter into any new organization, for this would mean apostasy from the truth. The medical missionary work needs to be purified and cleansed from everything that would weaken the faith of believers in the past experience of the people of God. Eden, beautiful Eden, was degraded by the introduction of sin. There is need now to rehearse the experience of the men who acted a part in the establishment of our work at the beginning. From time to time we read the death notices of the great men of the world. Their time came suddenly, as in a moment. Many, supposed to be in good health, die after a feast, or after laying selfish plans for their own exaltation. The word goes forth, "He is joined to his idols, let him alone." This means that the Lord no longer guards him from harm. Sudden death comes, and what is his life work worth? His life has been a failure. The tree falls because the power that has sustained it leaves it to its idolatrous sacrifice. Men and women are absorbed in searching for something to enjoy. They sell their souls for naught, and God withdraws his long-suffering forbearance. They are left to their choice. There are those who, while professing to believe present truth, have degraded their faith and refuse to walk in the light. Who will now lay aside their selfish, worldly principles? Who will now strive to realize the worth of the soul? What shall it profit a man, if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Are you hungering and thirsting for the bread of life and the water of salvation? Do you realize the value of the souls for whom Christ died? Are those who are supposed to be Christians living up to their profession of faith? Are they conscious of the worth of the soul? Are they striving to purify their souls through obedience to the truth?